Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. ALF and ELF issue joint claim for mink farm action in Pennsylvania. At 2 a.m. on November 26th, anonymous cells of the ALF and the ELF visited the Mindeck Brothers Fur Farm, 4200 Shannon Road in Harbor Creek, Pennsylvania. Before disappearing into the night, a large fire was set which completely destroyed the farm's feed barn and its contents, causing extensive financial loss. The Animal Liberation Front is also claiming responsibility for releasing 200 breeding mink in May and 50 more in September from the same farm. Working together, the cells from the Animal Liberation Front and the Earth Liberation Front demolished this feed facility due to its role in the systematic torture and killing of thousands of innocent creatures yearly, animals which possess the same complex emotional and physiological traits as loved household pets, yet are denied all reasonable consideration and confined to a miserable existence in tiny wire cages barely large enough to turn around in. Imprisoned in fur factories, these solitary creatures are forced to endure intensive confinement for the entirety of their lives next to, and not uncommonly, packed into the same excrement and disease-laden cages as their doomed relatives. In their natural state, these animals maintain a vast territory encompassing several miles. However, on fur farms such as this one, most of these semi-aquatic animals enjoy less than 24 inches of space, living on chicken wire, exposed to incredible levels of disease, cannibalism, and weather extremes. With what is essentially still a wild animal, these squalid conditions produce a perpetual state of chronic distress unimaginable to human beings. This stress leads to severe psychosomatic illness, causing disturbing behaviors like self-mutilation, cannibalism, and incessant pacing and scratching in attempts to escape from their prisons. After experiencing the blistering heat, filth, intensive confinement, and other amenities of the mink shed for half a year, they are either gassed, electrocuted, or have their necks snapped. If they are genetically superior, they often stay on the ranch indefinitely in such conditions, only to be killed in the same manner when they lose their usefulness. These cells have witnessed all of these things and more just as disturbing firsthand at this farm, and feel they must pose this question to the public. Would this deplorable situation be allowed to continue if the animals happen to be cats or puppies, perhaps, rather than their canine relatives in the North American mink? Clearly it would not. Brutality is brutality. These animals are no less deserving of basic rights than the animals we call our friends, and the law protects as such. Thus it is, in the face of this glaring hypocrisy with their very real suffering in mind, that we take the justice and mercy that the law fails to provide into our own hands and provide it for those who cannot act in their own defense. The economic value of a dead body or a frivolous luxury item cannot be compared to the inherent value of life. The unnecessary killing is absolutely unjust. This has been recognized by much of the rest of the world, and in multiple cases, fur farming has been completely banned in other first world governments. It is time for the world's most accomplished and proven terrorist, the United States, to respond and follow suit. If it does not, this inexorable struggle will continue on behalf of innocent life. The Earth Liberation Front took part in this action on behalf of the Earth due to the target's extreme pollution of the surrounding streams and groundwater with excrement and awful runoff. The fur trade's codependent relationship with the ecological nightmare of fur farming and other nefarious forms of animal agriculture alone completely necessitate our action in defense of life on Earth. If the owners of the facility destroyed wish to be left alone, they should permanently close their operation, providing clear proof that they have done so. If this is done immediately and this communique is released to the public unaltered, individual members from each of the cells responsible for this action will turn themselves in. If this is not done, the rest of the mink ranch will be demolished. Other components of the mink ranch operation may also be targeted. In defense of life, Animal Liberation Front and Earth Liberation Front. For more information, contact the North American ALF Press Office at naalfpo@tao.ca. That's naalfpo@tao.ca. And email inquiries for the Earth Liberation Front Press Office should be sent to elfpress@tao.ca. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by,